But I say determination. You know what I mean? We knew it was going to be a tough game. Just came out there, you know, knew it was going to be a fight. And each second, each minute of the game, just stride and try to finish.
Everyone talk about finishing runs or, you know, holding on to the ball, but how important is your vision, seeing what the Steelers are doing at the snap of the ball for you personally?
Yeah, I mean, that's very important, man. You can't go out there against a good defense like that and run like a chicken with your head cut off, man. You know, you have to study the defense, you know, study the players they have, you know, the defense from the linemen to the secondary. I mean, they're great guys. You know, like I said, it's going to be a tough matchup.
At no point this year have you seemed frustrated by all the 8 and 9 man boxes.
No, I mean, you can't, man. You can't let that get to you. You know, running the ball is what we want to do first. And like I said, that's going to happen.
Given what you were able to do against the Steelers defense the first time and what this defense did to their offense, do you feel that you guys have any kind of psychological edge going into this matchup?
I mean, like I said, I don't get into all that psychological stuff, you know what I mean? We know at the end of the day it's going to be different, you know what I mean? You know, Ben is not trying to make the same mistakes he made. You know, the defense is not trying to make the same mistakes they made. And like I say, it's more of it's going to be a challenge once again. You know what I mean? It's the playoffs. You know, things are going to be different. And we just have to come out of A-game.
How is their defense different without Ryan Shazier?
I don't know. I mean, 9-8 plays a good. No, I think 9-8 is doing a great job of taking over that role that Shazier played. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I think they don't miss a heartbeat at the end of the day. We have to focus on what we have to do, come out there and play our best game.
What do you remember about that, the 90-yard run?
I scored. That's about it.
How much better are you now this late in the season at studying and watching tape than you were, playbook, all that stuff than you were?
I say I'm 10 times better, man, you know, especially when it's right now, you know, it's about running the ball, but also just knowing what teams are going to come at you with, you know, like I said, we're a run team first. And I just know how difficult it's going to be for us to run the ball because they're trying to stop our run game first.
I would assume you've been able to get away without doing a lot of that back in high school, back in college. I mean, you said unbelievable natural ability. Yeah. Is it you're learning how to do that this year?
Yeah, most definitely, man. It's a big jump from high school and college, you know, playing in the pros right now. So just studying my craft, you know, getting with the O-line, our OC and Blake, and just trying to make things happen.
How different did the playoffs seem to you than the regular season? And how valuable is one game of playoff experience to you?
I mean, this game is going to be a game. You know what I mean?
More pressure on it?
No.
Every snap,
I mean, if you put more pressure on it, I mean, that's when you crack. You know, I to me, I treat every game like it's the same, you know, even though it's not. But in my mind, you know, that's when anxiety kicks in. You know what I mean? You're missing the little things. So I treat every game like it's the same game.
You think you guys are due for a big rushing game after the last 3 games?
I can't really say that. You know what I mean? Like I say, things happen. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just going out there to try to get a win.
Who was a better player?
You said before that you don't really care for playing in the cold. So how do you kind of prepare yourself mentally for supposed to be a high of 20?
Yeah, crazy, boy. I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, got to get used to it, you know, mentally. Just going out there and not worrying about the weather, just knowing what our purpose is of coming out there.
What was a better play in your mind, the 90-yard run or that 5-yard leap into the end zone against Pittsburgh?
I think both of them, man. Both of them.
Are they right up there, the top?
Yeah.
Your top
in my,
two?
In my top two, yeah.
Your top two for the season?
Yeah, most definitely.
What about waving Mike Mitchell on? Where's that one ranked?
I don't rank that one, really, man. It's just, like I say, it's competing, really. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's a great safety, man. Can't wait to get at it with him once again.
You kick yourself watching that game last week on that second down run near the goal line?
Nah,
did you miss the hole?
Not really. I mean, it happened. I never get on myself too hard about things like that. You know
Mitchell,
what I mean?
I'm sorry. Mike Mitchell said twice publicly that they're going to play the Patriots again. When you hear a statement like that, do you feel in any way that either overlooks the Jags or dismisses the Jags?
No, it don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Or us. I feel like, you know what I mean? That's just his, how he feels. And just know we're focused on this game.
Leonard, did you like it when you were moved to the slot and got to run the route last week against Buffalo? Or do you feel you like that part of being incorporated in the game?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely, man. Just try to use me in other ways, to give the team the better look and try to win.
What do you When you watched it on film, do you think that's a how much do you think you could have gotten on that?
Oh, I probably would have scored if I would have caught it. You know what I mean? But I really couldn't see it because he stepped in the way of it. So it hit me in my chest. But most definitely, I would have caught it. It would have been to the house.